Hello and welcome back to The Breakdown with Brad Canterbury. But today we have a special guest, one Sir Justin LaRuffa.
Glad to be here.
I mean, the ball knowledge is insane, so hopefully we see a little bit come out today. So today, all baseball. We're going to do our whole preseason baseball preview. We're going to go division by division, players to watch, betting odds, what a good bet looks like probably, our picks 1 through 5, and we'll just dive into a whole baseball season. Let's start in the AL East. We're here on ESPN Bet. They have the Yankees win total 93.5, Orioles win total 89.5, Red Sox win total 84.5, Rays 80.5, Blue Jays 76.5. What do you got on the AL East, Justin?
I'm not a big fan of that, to be honest. Not what ESPN has to say about it, if I'm being real. Who do you have at the bottom of your AL East?
The Jays.
Jays?
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident the Tampa Bay Rays are going to be at the bottom.
The Rays, okay.
The Rays are not looking great right now. They acquired a few players. Ha-Seong Kim is going to be coming over to fill in at shortstop. Danny Jansen is going to be coming over to catch. They got Jeffrey Springs, who was traded. Sorry, Jeffrey Springs is leaving, traded to Oakland. Phil Maton has left. We know Randy Arozarena left last trade deadline. I just don't see this team being good at all. I don't like the lineup. Yandy Diaz, big player to watch. I think he's going to actually have a great year for them. But just overall, I would definitely take the under, especially with the division that they're playing in. I can't see them winning a lot of games.
It's one of the better divisions in baseball. The 80.5 win total, they're not going to be almost 500. I like the under on the 80.5 too. 162 games. Who's to say those new guys stay healthy too? And they lost Dylan Carlson. Big loss. I like the Rays at the bottom. I don't hate that pick. I got them above the Jays just because of Vlad.
Because of Vlad? What, you think they're going to deal Vlad?
I think he's getting dealt, yeah.
I mean, I guess we just get straight into the Blue Jays. I can see, yeah, I think they're going to start tanking. I could see them come out early and have a really great year. If it all depends on their first month, really. They got Max Scherzer. Is he going to perform the way he used to, or are we seeing some old, aged, poor version of Max Scherzer now? Anthony Santander did pretty good with the Orioles last year. Coming over to Toronto might be an interesting transition for him with the new field dimensions. I don't know if it's going to play in his favor or not. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., obviously, biggest free agent on the market next year. If the Blue Jays are in a bad spot, he's definitely going to be dealt. But yeah, there's not much going on in Toronto right now, unfortunately.
Yeah. Everybody's a big fan of the Scherzer acquisition. I think he's old. I don't think he's going to provide much for the Jays. And with the drama with Vlad at first, I just don't see him having a good season. And I think this 76.5 win total.
That's a good line.
I like the line. I do. I think the Jays are a hit or miss. Either they're going to stink or they're going to be decent. So the 76.5 ain't bad.
If this team is good, I could see them being very, like, contending for a wild card, if not contending for a division. But everything has to go right. I could see a very small possibility Max Scherzer contends leading the AL in strikeouts. If he comes back to full form Max Scherzer. I could see
Anthony Santander. You think he's back?
He could be.
Okay.
I don't know if it's for sure, but, like, from what I've seen from spring training, I think he could be back. Also, Anthony Santander could see a 40-plus home run season and his best season yet. But I really don't know. It's so hit or miss for them.
For the rest of the AL East, I think it's a toss-up for first.
I can see that.
I think the rest of the AL East, the Yankees, Orioles, Red Sox, all could be a toss-up for first.
I think the Orioles are going to have a little bit of a down year compared to last year. What's their lineup?
89.5 on the season. Plus 220 to win the division. Plus 500 to win the ALCS.
I think I'd take the under.
I think so, too. I think so too.
Their team is really young. They had like a great kind of rookie year as a team last year. They might go into a little bit of a sophomore slump. They lost Corbin Burns, who signed with Arizona. They lost Anthony Sosampon there. They lost James McCann, which not a great, although he's not a great catcher himself, your catcher can heavily affect your pitching staff. So transitioning to someone new can have a big effect on them. I think they have a down year. And there's going to be, I think there's going to be a pretty heavy gap between the top two and the rest of the AL East.
They lost, I think, five notable pitchers off their staff.
Yeah.
John Means, Jacob Webb. I think their pitching is going to be down. And I think overall, the team is going to be down. Unless they get packed by some of these young stars like Holiday. And Holiday can hit, man. Like, he's one of the better players in the MLB, young. But I just don't see them being better than the Yankees or the Sox.
No, I really can't. They would need to keep getting lucky with these rookies and minor league guys stepping up into major roles. I don't think it's very sustainable. You got to have some sort of veteran presence, and they're losing it every offseason.
So we're in agreement on Orioles in third.
I am in agreement on Orioles in third.
Okay, okay. So who's your pick to win the AL East since we're down to the top two here?
To win the AL East, as a Mets fan, it pains me to say it, but I think the New York Yankees are going to come back and win it. I just really can't see them not. Losing Juan Soto was huge for them, but I think that they did the best they can replacing it. Their pitching staff got better. They added Max Fried on an 8-year deal from Atlanta. Paul Goldschmidt's going to fit in well at first base, I think. Devin Williams is going to be an amazing addition to the bullpen. And then Cody Bellinger is not Juan Soto, but is still serviceable in the outfield. And just overall, I think this team is still going to do really well. I think this might be the best bullpen in baseball.
I have to agree. Paul Goldschmidt, good addition. It's, even though it's a one-year deal, they could take the one-year deal and win the World Series. So they're plus 110 to win the division. Lowest odds in the division, 93.5 win total. I like the over 93.5, even in the AL East.
One player I'm really excited to see this year, Jason Dominguez, outfielder. I think he's their potential breakout this year. Nicknamed the Martian, still 21 years old, so much time left to develop. He's been one of the top prospects in baseball since he was 17, I think. And it looks like this is finally going to be his year to step up into a major league role, and we'll see how he develops. If he's good, this Yankees team is going to be really hot.
The Yankees, I think their floor is very, very high. They might not win the World Series, but they're going to be there at the end. I just can't see any way that they're not. They're too talented, even with the loss of Juan Soto.
And especially right now, I'm just an overall, I would say overall, decently weak American League compared to the National League. There's no clear giants in the American League like you have in the National League with the Dodgers and the Braves. But although I think the Yankees will win the division, the Red Sox, I think, are going to be pretty close.
I love what the Red Sox have done.
I know you have loved it.
I have been along every step of the way. Walker Buehler, Bregman, Ottavino, Garrett Crochet, Aroldis Chapman, Patrick Sandoval. You just got to love it. And then some of the players that we've lost, I didn't like getting rid of Nick Pivetta. I thought he had a decent season last year. But I think the Red Sox are back. The Red Sox are back. We got Buckholz up in the front office. And he's, forget Chum Bloom, get him out of here. Garbage.
For the good of the sport, I really hope they're back. I really have missed Yankees-Red Sox rivalries. I think it's better for baseball when the Red Sox are contending. There's a few moves I didn't like. They got rid of their prospect Kyle Teal, catcher. I think he's going to be a stud, but I mean, for Garrett Crochet and the other guys you've gotten, this is going to be a great team. Hopefully they have they figured out the Alex Bregman third base situation?
They have not. Rafi Devers still wants to be a drama queen. Put him at DH. Get him off the field. He was the worst fielding third baseman in baseball last year. He was single-handedly the reason that the Red Sox were first in errors.
That's the only thing I'm worried about, is I think the Red Sox have a little bit of clubhouse problems right now.
Yes, and definitely
they
do.
They need to be addressed before the season, because if it lasts into the season, players are not going to play as well. They're not going to get along as well. And if the clubhouse isn't meshing together, you're not going to get as many wins.
I love the win total at 84.5. Last year, 81 and 81. worst defensive team in baseball. And we, Brian Bello was our top pitcher. He's our fifth in the starting now. I don't see any way that they don't hit 85 games. 81 and 81 last year, and now it's 84 and a half line.
I would easily take the over there.
Yeah. No way that they don't win four more games than last year.
No.
Okay, so give us your breakdown. AL East 1 to 5. Give us a recap.
So I had at the bottom of the AL East the Rays, and then fourth place, Blue Jays, third place, Orioles, second place, Red Sox, and first place, Yankees.
Okay, I'm going first place, Red Sox, have to. Second place, I'm convinced it's going to be the Yankees. I felt good about the Orioles, but I'm convinced it's Yankees, Orioles, Rays, and I think the Jays end up last.
How many teams out of this division do you have making the playoffs?
Three.
Three?
Yeah, I think the top three are all contenders.
I'm going to have one.
One team makes the playoffs.
I think the Yankees are going to. And we'll get into this once we cover the other divisions, but I think now we only have one making it, unfortunately. You want to slide over to the AL Central?
Yeah. I have to believe in three. There's too much talent in the AL East to only get one playoff team.
Well, before we debate that with how messy it is, I think we have a very clear fifth-place team. Would you agree?
Yes.
The Chicago White Sox are absolutely atrocious. This is one of the worst-run organizations in professional sports.
Yeah.
I am disgusted with what I'm seeing, to be honest. They just set the MLB record last year for the most losses of any team with a record of 41 and 121. On the bright side, it can't get worse.
Yeah.
It is only up from here. They have a lot of rookies, a lot of minor league guys that kind of see the White Sox as their chance to prove themselves and get into the MLB. So, White Sox fans, there's hope, I guess. I don't have much else on them.
Okay, so the win total, 50 and a half, plus 10,000 to win the division. Lowest odds in the division for sure. 41 and 121 last year on the season. Do you think they hit the 50 win mark?
I think they have to. I cannot see them being that bad 2 years in a row. I think that you are no longer, they weren't necessarily expecting to win the division, but I think last year they did have the goal in mind that they can make the playoffs. There are no expectations this year. It's a bunch of rookies trying to prove themselves and get out of the organization to get money elsewhere. So when you have a bunch of guys focused on yourself, it can be good because they are going to try to bolster their stats as much as possible. But yeah, there's no...
I think that's one of the better bets of the season. Over 50 and a half wins for the White Sox.
I think I'd have to take the over.
I think it's one of the better bets on the
it is close,
in the whole season. They're just tempting you because of the season that they had last year. They're definitely fifth in the AL Central.
I mean, you got to think their best two pitchers. They were that bad, and then they got rid of their best two pitchers last year.
Crochet's gone.
They lost 186 innings of pitching when two guys.
Gosh.
So that makes me more scared about them hitting the under on that line just because of like, if I just think it can't get worse. Luis Robert, I am actually very excited to see him play. I think he got injured a little bit towards the end of the season. I think he is an absolute stud, and I expect him to get traded at the deadline to a contender for some more prospects. But outside of that, there's really nothing going on in the White Sox.
The rest of the AL Central, in my opinion, up for grabs.
Really, yeah. I mean,
there's four teams that could all win the division, I think. With these win totals, 83.5, 83.5, 82.5, 83.5 between the four teams.
And I can't decide my order. I honestly hate what I have down here, but I would hate it any other way.
What do you have down right now?
Right now in fourth place, I have the Minnesota Twins.
I do too. I'm in agreement.
They acquired a few players. Ty France signed from free agency. 1 year contract. Harrison Bader's coming over from my New York Mets, hopefully to bolster their outfield defense. Players departing, Max Kepler. That was a pretty big part of their outfield. Carlos Santana was a pretty important veteran presence at first base. That's where I see them falling off a little bit. And I think it will be close, but I think the other three teams are just a little bit better.
Yeah, I think that the Twins are on a downhill slide, really. They're in this building up prospects phase. I don't think they're in a win a division phase.
No, not at all. The only person I would say I'm pretty excited to see, Walker Jenkins, outfielder. He was their number three overall prospect in MLB Pipeline's top 100. He was amazing in the minors last year. He's been having a pretty great spring training so far. I could see him contending for American League Rookie of the Year. And I'm pretty excited to watch him.
American League Rookie of the Year. Look at this ball knowledge from Justin over here. Okay, who you got third?
Third place, I have the Kansas City Royals.
I'm in agreement. I have the Royals
really?
In third,
okay.
too.
Okay, I thought we would have
Wait.
To...
Yeah, with
a lot more.
With four teams at the top, I thought that we were going to disagree in the Central, but I'm in agreement. This Royals team, 82.5 win total, plus 340 to win the division.
And to be honest, I really hate putting them this low because I'm a really big fan of this team. I think they've been rebuilding for a while. Really, since that 2015 World Series they won, they have had one of the biggest fall-offs in the league. And their rebuild has just gone really well, and I think this is finally their year that they're going to contend. They got Jonathan India from the Reds. I think that's going to be a great presence at second base to go along with Bobby Witt Jr. at shortstop. Joey Weimer is going to help in the outfield, probably platoon some. They got Michael Lorenzen coming back. He's been improving and improving every year. Lost Brady Singer, who pretty disappointed that that happened. I think he was going to be a pretty good pitcher for them. And then also Jack Caglione out of Florida. Pretty excited to see him come up. I don't know if he's going to make the MLB this year or if it's going to be next year, but a lot of power, a lot of speed. Pretty excited. I think he could help them a lot.
I think this Royals team finishes third in this division, but is by far the most entertaining team to watch. They have one of the best players in the MLB.
They do. Bobby Witt Jr. could contend for AL MVP. He did
yeah.
last year.
That's why I either think this team is third or first.
Yeah.
I don't hate this bet to win the division at 340. At plus 340.
I would just stay away from betting the division here.
Yeah.
I don't
this division's so for grabs, I wouldn't touch it.
With how close it is, it's just too scary. Now you could bet the White Sox and not win the division. That's
yeah.
a pretty safe
bet. Yeah.
Bet $200, get 2 cents. But
that's almost a lock.
Pretty much. Who do you have second?
I'm going with the Cleveland Guardians.
I have the Detroit Tigers.
Okay, that's where we're flip-flopped at.
We finally have one that is slightly different. Do you want to talk about the Tigers first or the Guardians?
Let's go second place on mine, and let's talk about the Guardians.
All right.
But give me your reasons why you think they're going
to
win.
To be honest, I don't love their lineup. I don't love their rotation, although I do think they have a good rotation. I think they have a phenomenal bullpen. Really, it's just last year. They weren't talked about much last year at all, and they still managed to win 92 games, 6 games above second place in their division. And it was kind of just that sleeper team that went into the playoffs and performed phenomenally. So I just think they're going to run it back. And it's not a very fun team to watch at all, but they're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, I like Shane Bieber getting re-signed. I think that's huge. I like the John Means deal from the Orioles. I felt like that really hurt the Orioles rotation, but I thought it bolstered this Cleveland rotation.
Lost Josh Naylor, but replaced him with Carlos Santana, who was a Guardian for quite a bit of time.
Yep.
So you have a veteran presence back in the clubhouse. I think that's just going to be a slight improvement for them. Their big one that they lost was Shane Bieber, who I believe is not re-signed.
Oh, really?
Still, yeah.
Dang.
If he does not come back, that would really...
I thought they were getting a deal done. That completely changes my opinion on the Guardians. If Bieber re-signs, I think he is good enough to single-handedly win them some games. If not, I don't know what their rotation's going to look like. But I like the Tigers in first. I do. I thought that they were another team that just had that season where nobody paid attention, but they were just slowly winning games, slowly just making people watch them. Not because they wanted to, but because they had to.
And I also love the moves that they made this offseason. Gleyber Torres.
That's a big one.
a very rocky career with the Yankees so far. And I don't know why, I just think a change of environment is going to be really big for him. He has the ability to grow a beard now. I don't know how that actually correlates.
Well, you can in New York now, too.
You can in New York, but it has to be well-groomed. He can grow that however he wants in Detroit. They do not
care. The beard is the difference.
I think he's going to have a pretty good year. I think he's going to pair well with Javi Baez. Hopefully, we see Javi Baez come back. I miss him being good. He's had one of the craziest fall-offs.
I feel like every time he steps up to the plate, it's strikeout.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty rough recently. He cannot hit a slider to save his life. You give him a fastball, and he will crush 400 feet, but that's why no one throws him fastballs anymore. So once he can finally lay off the slider, I think he will be pretty good again. But it's really just if he wants it, I think. I think he doesn't care right now, which maybe the Tigers contending for the division more.
Put some juice back in him.
Put some juice back in him. Anything else you like about this team?
No, not really. I just think that they're just going to win. I don't think there's going to be anything special. They're just going to win baseball games.
Yep, and then last thing, Max Clark. Really big prospect in the MLB. I hope that he can perform well enough to at least get up to AAA, potentially make the MLB with an injury or two. He is only 20 years old, and in single A, he was batting .279, 9 home runs and 29 stolen bases, which is pretty high for his age group and level.
My overall take of this AL Central is that anybody could win it.
Yeah.
I have the Tigers pick first. I don't see any way that they, like, it wouldn't be too shocking to me for them to finish fourth.
No, not at all. It's really just who's going to have, and I think it's really just who jumps out in front the first few months of the season. Really, I think by the All-Star game, we're kind of going to know who's going to win and who's not.
Who do you have making the playoffs out of this division? How many teams do you think they get in out of the Central?
See, this is where I'm quite the opposite with you. I have three.
Dang!
I think the Tigers, Royals, and Guardians will all make the playoffs. I think this is currently the best division in the American League. I think it's kind of a little flip-flop situation with what we saw with the AL East in previous years.
I think that there's no powerhouse team in this division, like the Yankees. But there's four solid teams.
Yeah, there are four solid teams. And I think they're going to cause trouble for all the other divisions.
I could see it.
And especially because you get to beat up on the White Sox four times a year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of wins that you're going to gain.
Because I can't see the White Sox winning a series against any of these teams.
No, I can't see them winning a series against anyone in baseball. Besides maybe the Miami Marlins, who we'll get into later. But
let's go AL West. Let's finish off the AL here.
AL West, I think I might have some stuff a little bit different than you. So who do you have in your fifth place?
Fifth place, AL West, I have the Angels.
Never mind. I also have the Angels. I thought you were going to say Athletics, but the Angels are in a pretty rough spot right now. They lost Shohei Ohtani. It still feels like a bad breakup with an ex. They have not gotten over it. They have not done much to really improve. Signed Jorge Soler. Pretty excited that they actually did that. Did not expect them to make a move like that. But outside of that, there's really no one else that they grab that can be a difference maker for this team.
Yeah. I don't think the Kenley Jansen pickup is as high as everybody thought it was from the Red Sox. I was not too upset with the Red Sox losing him. The Yoan Moncada deal, I just don't know about him. And then Tim Anderson hasn't done anything since the White Sox.
No, so I'd love to see Tim Anderson come back, but I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference. Mike Trout also is pretty much just turning into a shell of his former self with how many injuries he's had over his career. I think people have forgotten how good he was. And if that can come back, I could see them moving one or two places higher in this division, but
yeah,
I just don't see it.
Mike Trout's just the type of guy that, like, if he wasn't hurt, we could be talking about him as one of the best baseball players ever. People do talk about him as one of the best baseball players ever.
He 2010s, he was the guy across the league by far.
No, he just can't make it on the field. The win total for the Angels, 71.5. You like the over under? 63 wins last year.
I think I'd take the under.
I think so too.
I just can't see them improving enough to make that big of a step.
And it's not like this division is shabby. This division's pretty solid. Yeah. Okay, who you got at fourth? I think we're in agreement.
The Sacramento Athletics.
The Sacramento Athletics, I love that.
I'm actually pretty excited to see them this year. I think, again, they have nothing to lose, really. They've been a horrible team for so long. I think they have a lot of really young guys. The only question is, are they going to play them? Because as we've seen with the Athletics, they don't want to lose these guys and waste their rookie contract years because they don't want to pay anybody. So they've been sending people back down to AAA. If they can give people playing time, I think that they could actually do pretty well this year.
I like Luis Severino. I like that. I like that pickup, and I like the Gio Urshela pickup.
It hurts losing Luis Severino to the Athletics and him going from my Mets to a minor league ballpark, but I think he is going to do great for them. The Mets pitching staff's just done really well with redeveloping players, and I think that's going to carry over with the Athletics.
Yeah, it's got to suck to see one of your better players get moved to the A's.
It does. To see that the Oakland Athletics paid more for... This is actually the highest paid player in their team's history. I'm not sure you're aware.
I was not aware of that.
It's not even that big of a contract, but he is the highest paid Athletic in history.
That says a lot about the A's.
It does. It does. And they need to step it up.
Okay, who we got at third?
Third place, I have the Houston Astros.
Okay, I have the Texas Rangers.
Okay. Very big difference I think we're going to have in this division. Houston Astros, I think that they had one of the worst off seasons of any team, personally. Got Christian Walker to come over from the Diamondbacks. I think he's going to fill in pretty well at first base, but it's not going to make up for you losing Alex Bregman. It's not going to make up for using Kyle Tucker to the Cubs, who arguably was your best offensive player last year. Maybe Randy Arozarena, but it goes back and forth. And then Ryan Presley out of the bullpen to the Cubs as well. I just think that they're kind of going back into a rebuild right now.
This, man, I don't know what to think. I think this top three in the AL West is similar to the top of the AL Central. Anybody could win. I think it depends on who's hot at the end.
I think that there is a very big gap between the top two and the Astros. I really do think that the Astros are going to have a pretty big fall off recently. They're moving Jose Altuve to left field, supposedly.
I've seen that.
I hate it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it at all.
He's a career second baseman.
Short little body run around in the outfield just doesn't look right. Doesn't sit right with me. They got to move him back to second. There's not much else I have to say about this
team. I do like some of these pickups from the Rangers. Nathan Eovaldi re-signed. Jock Peterson. Jake Berger. I like some of these pickups. But they also did lose Nathaniel Lowe. Max Scherzer gone. But Nathan Eovaldi, I think at this point in his career, he might be better than Scherzer.
Probably. I can see that. The only thing is I think that they do have some prospects coming up that can fill in those positions. Kumar Rocker, right-handed pitcher. He will be a household name as a pitcher by the end of this. I can see him making the All-Star game for them. He had shoulder and elbow surgeries recently that have kind of set him back. He originally was drafted by the Mets. If you remember three, four years ago, he was the number one college pitcher by far, striking out 8-9 players consistently every outing. Ended up going through some medical stuff. It's been a rocky road, but he's finally reaching the majors, and I think he's going to be pretty big for the rotation.
I definitely could see the Astros falling to that third spot instead of the Rangers. Just because of the loss of Bregman and Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
And Verlander. I just don't... I think the battle for Texas there... I think the Astros have so much history. It would be... they just have a stable franchise. Even though they're cheaters.
They are cheaters.
They are cheaters. Mark it down, cheaters. Astros cheaters.
Asterisk on 2017.
If they don't have garbage cans, they're no good. But I just think that their history of their franchise is just, it just keeps them solid all the time.
You gotta think though, before, I mean, they have been the dynasty since 2017. They have made the American League Championship every single year besides this previous one since then. And they have just been absolutely dominant. However, before that, they were horrible. They were one of the worst teams in baseball for a good stretch. And so I could kind of see them just going back into it and just trying to re-loop around again in another 5 years. But, and yeah, so then I actually have the Rangers winning the division. I'm assuming you have the Mariners.
I have the Mariners, yes. I really like the Josh Rojas signing and the Justin Turber, or Josh Rojas leaving. I think that that was okay letting him go. I think this Mariners team is on the right track. They didn't make any acquisitions, but Justin Turner, old, not upset about that. And Josh Rojas, I don't think it's a bad loss. Jorge Polanco coming in on the re-sign, I think that's a big signing.
Yeah, they were...
I think they're going to be very similar to last year. If J-Rock could stay healthy...
I just can't see them improving from last year. I don't think they made any big moves. Like, you get Justin Turner from the Blue Jays, I don't think that changes your season outcome. You didn't lose anyone big, you didn't gain anyone big. I just can't see it going much better than last year. And that's why I have them finishing second again.
Yeah, I just think it's a little continuity play. I think they're going to be better than last year just because they didn't add or subtract anybody.
What is their line at right now?
84.5. They won 85 games last year.
That's good. I think that's maybe one of the closest lines we've seen so far. I think I would take the under. I would not bet this.
See, if I had to bet on the Mariners right now, I'm taking the +260 to win the division.
I think that's a better bet than betting the over-under, to be honest. I think this is going to be a decently rocky division compared to the AL East and AL Central. I just can't see them contending as well. I'm pretty confident there will only be one playoff team, and that will be the division winner.
I agree.
Every wild card team is going to be coming out of the Central or the East.
I agree. All the heavy talent is in the Central and the East. This West, the bottom two teams are terrible. One's playing in a minor league ballpark.
Yeah. It's horrible right now.
Have you seen the idea of them selling out and staying in Sacramento and not going to Vegas?
I have heard that, and it's looking more likely the Vegas plan might fall through. Because it looks like the city council and government in Vegas still has not come to an agreement on the stadium, even though we have renderings. We just don't know where it's going to be built. So I could honestly see them saying Sacramento, which at that point, move back to Oakland.
Yeah.
You just went to a smaller market down the street.
Yeah.
You might as well go back.
Or find a completely new city in general.
Really, yeah. It's a mess right
now. Nashville A's?
Yeah. I would love to see them contending for a playoff spot, though. I think that there is a small chance that they just go on some miracle run. And could.
Minor league ballpark comes into play.
If we saw a minor league ballpark in the playoffs, I would be ecstatic. I would absolutely.
That would be wild.
I would love
it. Who do you think has the better chance to get a minor league ballpark into the playoffs? The A's or the Rays?
I forgot. Where are the Rays playing? Are they playing in a minor league
stadium? Yes, because the dome at Tropicana.
I think the Athletics do.
I have to agree.
But I think the Athletics have more solid pieces and more potential breakout guys, where the Rays are just sitting with a bunch of mid-dudes right now and Yandy Diaz. There's not much going on over there.
I think the Athletics are a type of team, too, that's, like, fan favorite.
Yeah. Everyone's cheering for them.
Everybody's watching Moneyball.
Yeah.
Everybody didn't want them to leave Oakland. Are you kidding me? The last game of the season where they were scraping dirt off the field and putting in water bottles?
If you're not a Giants fan, I don't know anyone who hates the Athletics.
You can't.
Yeah.
And I would love to see a minor league ballpark in the playoffs. That would be insane. Okay, let's go NL.
West or East? Where do you want to start?
Let's save the East for last.
Save
your East for last.
All right. NL West. I think that we have a pretty clear favorite for fifth place here as well.
Yeah, I'm going Rockies.
It is the Colorado Rockies for sure. Have not won 75 games since 2018, which may not sound that long ago, but it really is. This team has been pretty horrible. However, I'm actually very excited to watch this team this year. I think that down the road, come September, they are going to cause some trouble for some teams fighting for a playoff spot. Are they going to contend? No, but they're going to have some fun ruining some other seasons. They have Ezekiel Tovar, shortstop. Mark my word, this man will be a household name by the end of this MLB season. He is going to be their all-star. He's poised for a breakout season, shown promise defensively, and has been developing his bat every single year. Really excited to watch him play.
You can't ask for a better place to have a breakout season either.
No,
you can't. Colorado, you hit nukes. If you're wanting a breakout season, not a better place to have it than in Colorado.
I will say, though, it will be weird not seeing Charlie Blackman's beard in the outfield as he retired last year.
Yeah.
And I think that is going to be a down for the Rockies if you can get even worse than where they were at.
60.5 win total. You taking the over or the under? Again, plus 10,000 to win the division.
I'm taking the over.
Okay. 61 wins last year. I don't see how they get worse.
No, I can't.
I like the over on the win total, too.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a lot of young guys, potentially some National League Rookie of the Year candidates, and I think that they're going to have a fun year, a rough year, but a fun year. And last in the division.
I think my main takeaway from the Rockies this year is go back to the old logo.
Which one? The
with the one with the mountain scene in the back. Go back to the old logo. That was one of the best logos in sports.
It is.
And they took it away. Go back to the old logo.
And the sleeveless jerseys.
Yes.
I love the sleeveless jerseys. And we're losing them. And I love to see them.
We're not worried about winning games in Denver.
Exactly.
We're worried about, look, if you look good, you play good.
And that might be the spark they need. It won't be, but it might be.
They also need some talent, but that's neither here nor there.
Who do you have in fourth?
This is might be wild. I'm going the Diamondbacks.
Wow. Okay. All right, we'll get into the Diamondbacks first. I have the San Francisco Giants.
Okay.
Finishing fourth, but we'll get into the Diamondbacks first. Why do you think that they are dropping that far?
I really, really like the Corbin Burns deal. Jock Peterson was a big bat for them last year at first base. Or at first base and DH sometimes. And he was big in the playoffs. When they went on that playoff run.
Yep.
I think that's a huge loss.
They're also losing Paul Sewald pitching. They lost Christian Walker, who played mostly first base. They lost Josh Bell. And they lost Kevin Newman. So no real standout stars, but that is a...
That was a majority of their team.
It's a large chunk of war that's coming out of your team, stats-wise. They got Josh Naylor to replace Christian Walker. I don't love him as much, but I do think he'll be serviceable. Corbin Burns is going to be a great addition. Trey Mancini, they signed him to a minor league deal. He could make an appearance if he's doing pretty well. And Kendall Graveman. I just can't see them dropping that far again.
Where do you have the Diamondbacks at?
I have them second.
Really?
I do have them second. And you're kind of changing my mind just a little bit. But I think I am going to keep them at second and hold on to...
83.5 win total.
I'd hammer the over.
I'm right on it. I don't like that. I don't like the pick either way. So you have the Giants... At fourth.
I do have the Giants.
I had the Giants at third. Okay. So, let's take a look at the Giants.
Got Justin Verlander in an interesting 1-year, $15 million contract. Honestly, Verlander just needs to hang it up at this point, I think. I don't think he's going to make that big of a difference.
I agree.
For the Giants. Although, I have been seeing a lot of clips, him in spring training, coaching guys. So, maybe just his veteran presence in the clubhouse will bring other players up. Although, I don't see him doing much himself. Willie Adames.
7-year deal.
Big 7-year, $182 million contract. Pretty shocked they made that, to be honest. I think that might be a little bit of an overpay for him, but I do think that helps him out quite a lot. But just the players leaving, I think, outweighs it. You lost Blake Snell to your crosstown, not crosstown, but your biggest rival Dodgers.
California rivalry.
Yeah, California rivalry Dodgers. You lost Blake Sable. You lost Austin Warren. I just can't see them being that much better. I'd like them to be good. I enjoy when the Giants are good, but I just can't see them.
That's why I think the third. I just think that they're going to be average.
And you're playing in one of the best divisions in baseball.
Yes. I think they're going to be average. Win total 79.5.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm right on it with that. I think over probably.
I think I would have to take the under if I'm choosing the Diamondbacks over.
I think
that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong about the Diamondbacks, I'm going to be wrong about the Giants.
See, I liked the Diamondbacks under at 83.5.
Exactly. We're going to be wrong. One of us is going to be wrong about both.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
I have the Padres at 2.
I have them at 3 behind the... Which I don't like that no more. Ugh. But I don't know. I can see them being two. I'm going to keep them at three. Acquire Jason Hayward, Nick Pivetta, Connor Joe, Gavin Sheets, Yuli Gurriel. Kind of forgot he was a player, but he's on a minor league contract. Could see some time. Lost Hussung Kim and Jerickson Profar, who were pretty big names for him.
I think that the Padres are just in the situation where they just got so much talent on their team.
They do, yeah.
Bogarts, ex-Red Sox, that one hurt seeing him leave.
Dylan Cease could have a very big breakout. He pitched amazing last year. I could see him contending for an NL Cy Young this year. Tatis Jr. is going to be returning from injury. That's a massive part of their lineup, potential MVP. I could also see Manny Machado coming back and stepping into a much larger role in their lineup. Yeah, I could easily see this team getting second. I think that you are going to have two playoff teams from this division. It's either going to be the Evil Empire, which we'll talk about in a second.
Yes.
And the Diamondbacks, or them and the Padres.
Yeah. This division is the Dodgers and everybody else.
Yeah. Which we can talk about the Dodgers.
Which I think the whole MLB might be the Dodgers and everybody else.
It really is. Because they're off, first of all, just coming off of World Series.
Yeah.
With an absolutely stacked lineup. They somehow got so much better. You got Blake Snell, a two-time Cy Young winner. You brought back Teoscar Hernandez. You got Roki Sasaki coming over from Japan, the number one pitching prospect that we have seen in forever, on only a $6.5 million deal. You got Tanner Scott, maybe the best lefty relief pitcher in the MLB. You add Michael Conforto, that's more depth in your outfield. You add Haesung Kim, who will be coming over from the KBO. That's going to be an amazing addition at shortstop. You add Kirby Yates to your bullpen. Kike Hernandez is back. Clayton Kershaw is back. It's so stacked. It's ridiculous.
This is an all-star team in LA.
You could do an all-star game against the Dodgers, and I still might bet on the Dodgers right now.
I agree.
How close it is.
I think this is the exact reason that people want a salary cap in baseball.
Yeah. And I, for one, have always hated the salary cap, but
I do too.
This offseason, maybe it should be there, because like, this is just ridiculous.
I've always been in favor of the salary floor.
I also am in much more favor of a salary floor. Let's force these teams to start spending some money. Maybe stop the deferred contracts, because I think that's getting a little out of hand.
Yeah.
With the Dodgers paying Shohei Ohtani, I think, $2 million a year on his $700 million contract.
Almost $800 million contract, yeah.
Ridiculous.
They do lose Walker Buehler to the Red Sox, but does that really hurt them? I mean,
you lose Walker Buehler, but you have Ohtani coming back pitching.
Yeah.
Which we forgot about. He only DH'd last year, and they were that well. He's now going to be pitching again.
Also lose Gavin Lux.
Lose Gavin Lux, but I mean,
there's too much talent on the team to worry about it.
Yeah, there's really just too much for it to even be a problem.
This is what I want to talk about with the Dodgers. Last year they go 98-64.
Yeah.
Wild that they didn't win 100 games. The win total, 103.5.
I'm hammering the over.
It's wild to say that you're hammering the over on 103.5.
It is.
But I have to agree.
I think that we could see one of the first 110 win teams.
I think so too. And I think if they don't, it's a letdown.
Yeah. Here's an interesting question. Would you be more likely to bet on the Dodgers winning 110 games or the White Sox losing 110 games?
That is so hard.
It's a hard question to ask. It's both pretty crazy, but they both could happen.
What's the odds on them both happening?
I have no idea.
I want to know what like the DraftKings odds are on White Sox losing 110 games and the Dodgers winning 110.
We'll work on
like a parlay. Because that's ridiculous. And it very well could happen. But to answer your question, I think I'm going with the Dodgers to win 110.
I agree. I think they're that good. And there's not.
If they don't win a World Series, they're plus 300 to win a World Series.
Which, when have we seen that? Has that ever happened in recent?
I think that has to be the lowest odds in recent history.
Unless it was an early 2000s Yankees.
They're minus 500 to win the division.
And they're going to. I'm 100% confident. If they have a horrible season, they are still in the playoffs.
Yeah.
With how good this team is.
Baseball's one of those sports where teams just don't suck out of nowhere.
Yeah. I will say, once you reach playoffs, stuff can happen. MLB yes. playoffs can get kind of wild. But yes. regular season, you can't be that bad.
Total honesty, I do not like the plus 300 World Series.
You don't?
I don't think they go back-to-back.
I'm just personally one who's never bet on a World Series winner.
Yeah.
But if I had to, I'd pick the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I think you have to with how good
they are. I don't like the plus 300.
They've only improved yeah. by a lot.
It's so hard to win a championship, though. Even if you do have the talent.
Yeah, it is.
If, like, this Dodgers team, it doesn't matter how good you are. If you have to go to Philly to play a Game 5, Game 7.
I mean, they played Game 7 against the Padres this year. They went to 6 games against the Mets this year.
Yeah.
Last year, sorry. Anything can really happen.
Yeah. If you're telling me that they're playing Game 7 in Queens, I'm taking the Mets.
As a Mets fan, yeah, I'm taking the Mets. Of course I'm taking the Mets.
If they're playing Game 7 in Philly, who you taking?
Probably the Phillies.
Okay.
I think you'd have to.
I think it comes down to that. I think that's the only reason.
I don't know.
Only way.
It just depends. I think it just depends on the pitching matchup and where they are. Like, really, like.
Yeah.
Even though they have aces at all 5, maybe yeah. 6 rotation spots. But, yeah, anything can happen once you get the playoffs.
This division is just the Dodgers and everybody else.
It really is.
Okay, let's go NL Central, since we're going to save the East for last.
This is a decently interesting division, I think, because they're all mid for
yeah.
the most part. Who do you have in last place?
I was really tore up to put this year because they're just a historic franchise. I'm going the Cardinals.
I don't think that's that crazy to say. I have the Pirates, but the Cardinals are my fourth place team, so we can get into them first.
It really hurts to put the Cardinals there just because of the history of the Cardinals. Like, they're always good. But losing Paul Goldschmidt, that was their whole team, basically.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much. Just looking across their lineup, if there was a definition of mediocre, it would be this lineup. Nothing stands out. Yeah. Nothing's horrible.
Yeah.
But there's just nothing that stands out on this team. They acquired Sonny Gray. I do like that move for them. Acquired Lance Lynn. Like that move for them. It's really just like, can their pitching staff fine-tune these guys to break out into better versions of themselves? Otherwise, I just really can't see any improvement coming for them.
Okay. You have Pirates last?
I do have Pirates last.
Okay. What makes you believe the Pirates are going to be last? Not saying I disagree, but I have the Pirates third.
Pirates third? I just can't see them. I can't see their lineup being that good. I don't see a lot of runs scored here.
I'm bought into the just Andrew McCutchen's back.
He's too old. He's too old.
Andrew McCutchen, when he puts on a Pirates uniform, he's going to be the best player in the league. It's that simple.
I don't know about that. There's just not a lot I see coming from this team. O'Neill Cruz, very excited to see him back. Love watching O'Neill Cruz. Paul Skenes, your easy favorite currently for NL Cy Young.
I think he has to be the Cy Young.
He almost won it with half a season last year.
I think that's the biggest reason I have him third.
Yeah.
Is just because Paul Skenes, I would not be shocked if people at the end of the year called him the best pitcher in baseball.
And I will say they do have a lot of prospects and young talent that could come up and step in and help them. Specifically Bubba Chandler. Right-handed pitcher. He's my potential breakout candidate for the Pirates. Ranked as the Pirates' top prospect. He's a 98-mile-per-hour fastball and a 70-grade changeup, which you really just don't see together. He also DHs and has been hitting some tanks. I could see him stepping up and being a huge part of the rotation. Connor Griffin, selecting 9th overall in 2024 draft. Crazy athleticism, crazy power. I could see him rapidly go up through the minors, possibly make an MLB appearance late in the season if the Pirates were contending for a wild card spot. But I just can't see a lot coming from them.
I think this Pirates team, they're missing the playoffs, for sure. And I think if they even sniff the playoffs, they're going to sell their whole team.
Yeah.
It's what the Pirates always do. They get talent, give the talent to somebody that's better. Paul Skeens, he's not going to be a Pirate.
No, he can't be.
It just doesn't work
like
that.
Unfortunately, how it's going to be, which it's going to suck. The city of Pittsburgh might burn down their stadium, but they won't keep him.
He's not going to stay a Pirate.
Same situation with Garrett Cole a while back.
Who do you have third?
I have the Cincinnati Reds.
I have the Reds fourth.
You have the Reds fourth. Why?
I just don't believe in the Reds.
No?
It's that simple. Everybody, I know we have a lot of Reds listeners on here.
Of course.
The Reds are always a letdown to me. But Ellie De La Cruz is one of the more entertaining players in baseball.
I have Ellie De La Cruz as a potential MVP candidate and will be joining the 30-30 club this year with 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases.
I like that.
I think he's going to have a phenomenal year. You have Matt McClain coming back, who I think everyone forgot about him for a little while. He was arguably better than Ellie De La Cruz statistically when he was playing. You ship off Jonathan India, but you have Gavin Lux coming over to fill that spot. Overall, you have CES at third base. I just think that it's a very young team, extremely young team, but like if it can click, I think that this could contend pretty high in the NL Central.
They lose Ty France, too.
Yeah.
I liked France. I don't know about their pitching rotation.
It's very iffy. Hunter Green's going to be great.
Hunter Green's going to be good. He's going to be one of the better pitchers in this division.
Brady Singer coming over from the Royals. At first, I was pretty upset when I saw the Reds trade Jonathan India. It was really, what are you doing? And then I realized with how many infielders they have, got to get rid of someone. And bringing over a guy like Brady Singer, I think, is going to be really good for their rotation. I think he's going to step into a pretty solid role and be the number two guy.
I didn't like the Jonathan India trade at all.
You did not.
I feel like Jonathan India was one of the faces of the Reds, and then you ship him out.
He is one of the faces of the Reds, but he's also statistically, like, if one of the infielders has got to go, it's got to be him, I think. And it sucks, but, like,
yeah.
You also have Noelvi Marte, who was suspended for a little while, came back late in the season, is going to be great this year. They have such a surplus of infielders in Cincinnati. I would not be surprised if they shift Ellie De La Cruz to center field at some point, just with how many they have. And a few years from now, I could easily see them contending for the division.
I do think the Reds are young and will get better, and I think that they can be a contender in the future. I just don't think it's this year.
So second place.
I have the Cubs.
Wow.
I'm going Brewers to win the Central.
I have Brewers second. Which team do you want to talk about first?
See, I'm iffy on this. I thought about Cubs first. So let's talk about the Brewers, and then we'll talk about the Cubs.
The Brewers are another one of those teams, I think similar to the Guardians in a way, where I never love them, but they win. They have a history of winning. It's a well-run organization. They're bringing Nestor Cortes from the Yankees. I think he's going to do well over there. They bring in Tyler Alexander, Elvin Rodriguez, Caleb Durbin, Grant Wolfram. A lot of low-tier pitchers, but they have had a track history of developing a lot of guys, and I can see them doing well. Lose Devin Williams out of the bullpen, that's going to be a really big hit for you.
Willie Adames leaving is tough, too.
Yeah.
I don't know who they had to play shortstop now.
Yeah, and that's like those few things is just what I think is going to bring them just down. I see them like a game under a wild card, if that makes sense. Like, they're going to be that first
team out. They're going to contend but not be there?
They're going to be that first team out that doesn't make the playoffs.
See, and I just think that the Brewers are more of a stable franchise than the Cubs.
Yeah.
And that's why I have them over the Cubs. I get the Cubs hop. I can't believe in the Cubs to win this division.
I think the Cubs are one of the most overrated teams we have seen in quite some time. You add Kyle Tucker, that's absolutely huge, but you lose Cody Bellinger.
Yeah.
So it is a gain, but is it that much when you're losing Bellinger? I just don't think so. But regardless, I think it's a pretty rough division right now. You add a guy like Ryan Presley to help in your much-needed bullpen. Yeah, I just don't see. Oh, and Justin Turner. You have him. That's a veteran presence.
What's Justin Turner really going to do for you?
I don't know. I just think it will be enough to get over the other teams and win the division.
I think that they're going to be good. I think that this Cubs team I don't think they're just good. Yeah. The roster is good enough, not good enough to be in the playoffs. Yeah. That's why I see the Brewers at first. This Cubs win total 86.5. What do you believe? 83 games last year.
86. That's right where I would have them at, is it?
I'm going the under. I don't think that they got four games better by losing.
I think they will win 86. So I think I'd take the under. But I think that's enough to win that division.
Okay. This Cubs team, to me, I would love to see Wrigley in the playoffs.
It's a great environment.
It's one of the greatest environments in sports.
There's a lot of great environments in baseball that have not been in the playoffs for quite some time. And, like, I've been missing their atmospheres. And it would be nice to see them. I think they will. I think they're a first-round bounce. I think any team in this division is, to be honest.
Yeah, this division, they're going to get one team in my opinion. And that one team isn't going to do anything.
Yeah.
I think this is the worst division in baseball.
Yeah, that's not crazy to say at all.
Okay. Let's wrap up with the highlight.
Mr.
Mets fan over here.
Starting at the bottom, I'm assuming we have the same team.
Yes, we do.
Miami Marlins.
The Miami Marlins are terrible.
Let me just go on a quick little rant here. Okay.
I want to hear this rant. Make sure you get up close to the mic so everybody can hear this.
In 2005, a Big Mac at McDonald's cost $2.60. In 2025, that is now $6. That is 131% increase. The average MLB ticket was $21.17 in 2005. It is now $38.02. That is an 80% increase. The Miami Marlins payroll in 2005 was $60,408,000. And it is now $58,640,000. That is a 2.9% decrease. Miami, what are we doing? This is considered a top five sports market in the MLB, and we are acting like we are the Oakland A's. This should be a place that MLB players want to come to play at. You have no income tax. You can offer so much more than every other team, and you sell year after year. You sell Yelich away. You sell Stanton away. You sell everyone. You sell Jazz Chisholm away.
It's ridiculous. That's what I was thinking.
It's ridiculous what they're doing, and they should be a top contending team in a big market every year, and they just aren't.
Who doesn't want to play in Miami?
That's what I'm saying. It's a top destination in the United States for athletes.
And when you think about the other teams in Miami, the Heat, always relevant.
The Dolphins.
Always relevant.
Always spending money. Always. Dolphins are always number one in NFLPA.
Yeah.
People wanting to play there. It's
who doesn't want to watch Tyreek Hill and Mike McDaniel? Who doesn't want to watch the Heat? Pat Riley, big name. But the Marlins can't keep up that Miami.
It's sad. They should be able to. Jeter took over this team, and it's been downhill ever since.
Good market.
Yeah.
Great weather. And I think they have one of the cooler logos, designs, franchise.
They've had a lot of great choices. I don't like their stuff that they're doing right now, but they have so much potential.
Historically,
they got a lot of good stuff.
Also, go back to the Florida Marlins.
Yeah, let's do that. Those pinstripes, the tail,
yes,
look beautiful. Team-wise, going into 2025, there's not a ton to watch. There's just not a lot going on, really. You acquired a few dudes that I just don't see making that big of a difference. Matt Marvis, Eric Wagaman. You lose Jake Berger. I actually think that was a pretty big loss for them with how bad they were.
I mean, with the talent on the team, anybody that we know their name is, it's a big loss.
Yeah. The only thing I'm excited to see is Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah.
He was injured last year, former Cy Young winner. I think that he's going to get traded at the deadline to a contending team. Excited to see where he goes. Outside of that, I really have nothing on the Marlins.
Their preview here, they went 62-100 last year. Win total 63.5.
I would take the under.
Plus 10,000 to win the division.
I think this is going to be your worst team in the MLB this year.
Worse than the White Sox.
I think they're going to be a game or two worse than the White Sox.
That's tragic. And to be in Miami.
In Miami. drawing absolutely no crowds in one of the most packed cities with people looking for entertainment.
And a pretty decent stadium.
Yes. A pretty new stadium.
Yeah. I think we can agree on fourth, too.
Fourth, Washington Nationals.
Washington Nationals, all day.
I am pretty excited to see them. I think they're going to also cause some trouble. Just kind of like a better version of the Rockies right now. Is like they, in just in their division, they can't contend right now. But they have a pretty young core coming up. I think they are on the come up. It's going to be pretty good in the next few years. You get Michael Soroka coming over. Had a little bit of an up and down, but 1 year deal. Probably going to look to really solidify himself as an elite starter this year and get that big contract. Nathaniel Lau, I think that's going to be a good addition. Josh Bell. Ahmed Rosario could have a decent season.
That's the name that I look at, is Rosario. Yeah. If Rosario is good, this national team is going
to
be good.
I think it's going to be a fun team to watch. I don't think that they make the playoffs, but it's going to go pretty well for them. They also have Dylan Cruz coming out of LSU, second overall in the 2023 draft. I'm expecting him to be a pretty big part of this team going into this year, and I'm excited to see what he does.
69.5 win total. 171 games last year. I think they have to get better. I'm taking the over the 69. 71
wins last year, yeah. I can't see them going backwards.
Yeah, I think that Paul DeYoung and all them, no way they get worse than 71.
So, yeah, I would also easily take the over there.
This top three in the NL East.
It's stacked.
It is stacked. This NL East is exactly the same to me as the AL East.
Yeah.
There's two not-so-great teams, and then everybody else. Yeah. That is up for grabs to win it.
I would agree with that. Who do you have in your third?
The Atlanta Braves.
Interesting. I have the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay, I have the Phillies too.
In my third, okay. Again, I just think that they had an opportunity to do a lot during the offseason, and they really didn't. You get Max Kepler coming over. Does that make your outfield better, or is that just another guy? You get Jesus Luzardo, who I actually do think will be a pretty big addition for them, pitching. But then, other than that, it's kind of running it back with the same team, and I can't see them doing that well. I think that they probably will secure a wild card spot, still with third. But
yeah, I think this Phillies team, it's the Bryce Harper show.
Yeah,
and I think this team, I put them at second because they have to make the playoffs. This team, we want to see them on TV.
Everyone does.
In October. I
enjoyed watching Red October in Philly.
Yes. They have to be on a screen in October. If they're not, it's bad for baseball. It's bad for baseball if Red October and the red pinstripes are not on the field in Philly.
Man, I would love to see them miss the playoffs, though. It would bring me so much joy.
If this team, I don't think they're going to be the greatest, but if they make the playoffs, I wouldn't want to play them.
Yeah, not much else to watch out for. Andrew Painter, he's on the comeback after Tommy John in 2023. He was doing pretty good in the Arizona Fall League. Pitched 15.5 innings with a 2.3 ERA, 18 strikeouts. Pretty excited to see him come back. Other than that, Phillies third is what I have.
Phillies 91.5 win total, plus 200 to win the division.
I'd take the under.
Won 95 games last year.
I think they are going to get worse.
I think they will get slightly worse because everybody else has gotten slightly better.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only reason. I don't see like their actual team getting worse. It's just they didn't improve where everyone else did.
Yeah. So you have – who do you have two?
I have my New York Mets in second place, which is interesting because you have them in first.
I do. I think I'm higher on your Mets than you are.
I think you are.
But let's talk about the Braves first.
Braves.
This is a Braves team that I have in third. You have in first.
I do have them in first. They've won the division, what, how many years? 6 years in a row?
I think this is the year that the Mets get them.
But you got to think, the Atlanta Braves, they always manage to win. 6 years in a row, and although they didn't make a ton of acquisitions, you get Jurickson Profar. That's going to be a solid backup. He might get some starting time. you add Griffin Canning, you can see some health coming from there, not much. But there were so many guys that they had out last year. You did not have Ronald Acuña Jr.
Who knows when he's coming back? That's why I have the Braves at third. Does Ronald Acuña, when is he going to play?
That's true. Spencer Strider.
When's he going to play?
I don't know.
That's why they're at third for me.
I can see that. I think they are going to come back decently early into the season, and they're just going to go on a run. Austin Riley. I know he's going to be back for the start of the season. They just had so many guys out and still managed to win the division. I can't see them losing it again, unfortunately, however much it pains me.
Okay. Let's get to the highlight of the show.
My New York Metropolitans. So why convince me that my team is winning our division?
You have Juan Soto.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole argument. You have the best player in the MLB besides Ohtani.
Historic 15-year, $765 million contract. Largest deal in professional sports history. New York Mets re-signed Pete Alonso. They signed Clay Holmes out of the Yankees bullpen to come over and be a starter. Sean Manaea, who completely turned his career around last year, is going to be coming back for us. Frankie Montas added to rotation. He is going to be hurt for the first half. A.J. Minter, big in the bullpen. Jesse Winker's back. Jose Siri is going to be coming in, filling in for Harrison Bader's role, and I like his role better. I think he brings more power and more range in the outfield. Griffin Canning, he sucks, but you know what? The Mets have brought over David Stearns, who's the president of baseball for the Brewers, comes over here. He brings his entire pitching staff with him, which is really why we saw Luis Severino and Jose Quintana absolutely turn, and Sean Manaea just completely change their career around. I believe that they're going to be able to do that with a lot of these pitchers, make them into better versions of themselves. I mean, the lineup's stacked.
Do you like the 2-year deal they gave the Polar Bear?
I do. I hate it for him. You know, as a guy with a soft spot in my heart and loves him, it sucks for him, but I mean, he bet on himself and he lost. The Mets offered him a 7-year, $140-something million contract, which would have tied him with Matt Olson as the highest paid first baseman in baseball. He turned it down, wanted to bet on himself, hired Scott Boras as an agent who completely failed him, and it didn't work out for him. So it sucks for him. He has opt-outs. I can't see that it's going well for him, though, because you opt out of that contract, the Mets pivot to Vlad Jr. They're going to be able to pay for him.
Yep.
I don't know. It sucks for him. I'm happy as a team where we are right now, though.
I think Vladimir Guerrero is a future Met.
I think it has to happen. He's a Met or a Red Sox.
Yeah. Personally, I'd like to see him at Fenway, but I think he's a Met.
Yeah.
Does Jose Iglesias come back?
I don't... See, at first I was like, no, but then Nick Madrigal got injured. That was kind of our new, like, bench guy that was kind of replacing him. He goes on the 60-day IL with a left shoulder fracture, probably out for the entire season. I could see us bringing him back. Regardless, it doesn't make that big of a difference. The lineup is absolutely stacked.
What music are you going to listen to if you don't bring him back?
That's a great question. You know, Bad Bunny just released a song. Can't remember the name of it, but it does mention Juan Soto. Mets have been posting a lot. This might be our new hype song for the year. We'll see.
Okay, because that was my big key.
We gotta
have, I think you need to pay him just to have him in the locker room.
And that's another reason I have us finishing second and not first, is because there was just so much. Last year was so special, but like, was it really that good, or was it just built off friendship and we happened to get lucky? I don't know if we will be able to repeat it just as well as we did last time, make it that far. I'd love to see it happen, but I just don't know, especially with this pitching rotation looking iffy. If we can do the exact same thing we did last year, turn these mid-pitchers into all-star level guys, I can see us going far.
Ottavino leaving, coming back to the Red Sox after 4 years.
Yeah.
Do you think another Red Sox, J.D. Martinez, comes back for the Mets?
He does not. I'm very confident he will not. In fact, I don't know if you've seen his recent news on Instagram. He is not officially declared retirement, but he said he's transitioning to pickleball.
Wow.
And he will not be coming back to professional.
Bring him back to the Red Sox.
No,
let him get a couple balls.
He will be playing pickleball in California now. Good for him. Wish him the best. He says he wants to go pro. We'll see what happens over there. Bold prediction for the Mets. I think we'll finish with a top 5 bullpen in the MLB.
Really?
I like the moves that we made. We're going to be bringing back Edwin Diaz, who I think is going to have a phenomenal season. It's his last year of his contract. He's going to want another big one. You bring back...
When you hear the music come on...
Gets me hyped every time.
It's a strikeout waiting to happen.
It is. It's the trumpets get everyone going. I would be really sad to see it as his last year here. Bring in A.J. Minter over from the Braves. That's a great lefty that we've been needing in the bullpen. I just see us doing really well, but I don't see us passing the Braves.
Okay. So we went through every division.
Yeah.
We've gave our picks. Give me a playoff. A dark horse playoff team. Your playoff winner. And a team that sneaks in that nobody thought was going to.
It's really hard just because I can't decide. So right now in the playoffs, we have my division winners, Rangers, Guardians, Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, Braves. And then for wild cards, I have the Mets, Phillies, and Diamondbacks in the National League. I'm going to have the Red Sox, Tigers, and Royals in the American League, which I hate because that's going to be leaving out the Orioles. It's going to be leaving out the Padres. It's going to be leaving out the Brewers and the Mariners, which really sucks. I think this year we're going to see a lot of really good teams, and then just the bottom five are going to be horrible. So
okay, let's go division by division. Tell me how far they make it in the playoffs.
Atlanta Braves, I don't want to be biased, but I think the Mets make it the furthest out of the division.
Okay.
I think the Braves have been choking more recently than them. I have the Mets going to the National League Championship Series. I have the Cubs as the first team out in the National League.
Okay. I'm in agreement.
And I think the Diamondbacks are going to be the second team out. I think it's the Dodgers go back.
I think it's the Mets beating the Dodgers.
You have my Mets going to the World Series.
I do. I think this Dodgers team is so good, but this Mets team is just so fan-favorited.
Yeah.
That it's just going to be, like, tell me if you play this game in Queens, it won't be one of the best environments in baseball.
It'll be maybe one of the most electric playoff environments we've seen in a while. If it's, like, for example, like Game 7.
Yeah,
in Queens to go to the World Series, it'll be
Juan Soto hits a dinger,
and I take us over the Dodgers in that situation. But if I'm a betting man, I just can't bet against the Dodgers.
That's valid. I agree.
How they're doing?
AL
over in the AL. I don't know. I think my surprising pick that not a lot of people has is I don't have the Orioles making it, and I have three teams out of the Central. I think that. It's going to be pretty... I don't know what order they're going to be in, and honestly, it could be any of the top four teams. But I'm going to have the Yankees probably... I could see a Yankees-Red Sox ALCS.
A Yankees-Red Sox ALCS would fix baseball.
I could see it happening. And then I don't know which team to pick out of the Central. I don't see the Rangers going far, first of all, out of the West. I don't see any of the West teams making it far in the playoffs. I think one of the AL Central team is going to make it. I just can't pick. If I had to put my money on it, the Royals. I have no reason. I just like them the best. I think they have the coolest uniforms. But there's like they're just all too close for me to decide. So I would say actually, I think the Red Sox go to the World Series.
I love that.
And you know
what my dream scenario is? Red Sox, Yankees, ALCS. Bregman fights a Yankee.
I don't think that's happening.
Proves he's a real Red Sox, supposed to be in Boston, and fights a Yankee and wins the series.
I'd love to see it, but I think those are some pretty crazy aspirations. I think it's going to be Red Sox-Dodgers World Series, and I have the Dodgers running it back.
Yeah, I think the Red Sox are not in a position to win. Yeah. I think they're in a position to make the playoffs, maybe be a little frisky. They're not in a position to win. If we're looking for a team that can beat the Dodgers, has to be the Yankees. I think that's the only team in the AL that is even going to put up a fight.
Which is interesting because you have the Red Sox beating them in the regular season.
I do.
But then you think the Yankees are just more experienced postseason-wise?
Yes. And I think they have more star power. And I think that's what wins World Series at this point.
I am very confident the National League will win the World Series.
Yeah, I agree. Whether it be the Mets or the Dodgers or the Phillies, Braves, or Padres.
Yeah, I just have them. I just don't think the American League is as competitive right now. With, like, I think the American League overall has way more good teams, but the National League just has more
star power teams. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, that is our baseball preview. It's been a little longer episode, but
it was a good time.
We have a special guest on, so we got to make the most.
Appreciate you having me on.
What is your takeaways of the breakdown?
Enjoy being on it. Share with your friends. Get the word out. It's only up from here. Episodes are only going to get better.
Yeah, I mean, we got special guests on now. So thank you, Justin LaRuffa.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for sharing your elite ball knowledge. And please download, subscribe, share.
Of course.
Follow. We'll see you again next time on The Breakdown.